State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
He had it on in a big picture y'all had, like backstage at like a big show.
That's all we do over here, try to support the homies.
Appreciate it, man. You had my shit on first, bro. I got an old picture with Los with a black blessed damn shit on.
Bro, I was there in the beginning. What y'all don't know is me and Ronnie Jordan got a pilot.
We do.
Man, even before it was an 85 South show, me and Ronnie Jordan was putting some media together, man, because we knew the streets needed
something. Knew the shit was coming. You got to do something on your own.
Now that we got this new Channel 85, we might bring this shit back and just drop it for the real people who fuck with us anyway.
Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
I think we got too high on it.
We got real high on that one.
Because, I mean, by the time we got to the last shit, I saw you burn yourself.
You got
one of my lighters.
You good?
Yeah. You not a little weed be ready to fall, and as soon as you light it, he be like, here come a little fireball.
That was to remind me that he had my lighter.
That wasn't mine. No. Clayton gave it to me, nigga.
Mine say, get lit.
That's my lighter. That gave
Clayton.
You need one?
I wouldn't
call me a
lighter
thief.
Just a flick.
I got one more.
Out loud, too. Give it to me. Like, what?
You want all, pull all my lighters down.
Give it to me. The one I told him.
Get all my lighters.
I got one left. I'm going to find it.
Let me see.
Look, it's yours.
No, it ain't mine.
No, that's mine. I gave it to you.
Okay. I don't know.
I had an extra. Okay.
You know, the family that smoke together tell jokes together.
My boy, I seen you try to sneak in with that little piece of my boy.
This nigga turned your fan pizza.
Walk in here real light with all the boxes. But I see you, my boy.
And then he came here with a personal.
So I'm going to bring you boy one of them, Paul, beef.
Beef.
Yeah, you made beef, motherfucker.
DC don't really chicken. Know Javier like that.
Huh?
you know Javier?
Hamburger?
Boy, black with a Mexican name. How you do that?
Hey, DC.
My name, Javier.
You ain't gonna believe this shit, bro.
Boy, black.
Your nigga hands like baby hands, bro.
No bullshit.
Hey, man, dap that nigga up. That nigga got hands
boy,
like
a baby. Got an infant, hand, man.
Hey, but DC, that nigga cold as fuck. I don't know how he be getting shit done.
Nigga got orangutan hands.
Hey, man, dap that nigga, man. I'm telling you, that nigga got hands like a baby foot.
That nigga grab a $1 bill. Yeah, I can go get it.
Motherfucker, here, y'all can get me a $1 bill, man.
DC, that nigga cold as fuck.
That nigga done.
You got a little ice cream.
But got grilled.
What my shit is?
This ain't. I can't eat that, my boy.
You can't eat no
pepperoni pork, my boy. For those who ain't know pepperoni, what pork and pork,
who
my
the fuck
boy.
Don't know that?
A lot of folks.
There's somebody out there, I thought it was pepper. I thought it was made out of pepper.
Bro, they don't teach you where pepperoni come from.
Man.
No, it's pig.
Come on,
that's pig. Yeah. I know.
Bologna cheese.
You know how I know it's pig? Because they make turkey pepperoni at the grocery store.
I ain't know pepperoni. You remember, you told me pepperoni was pork. I ain't know that.
D.C.? I spent a lot of time working at Domino's with my damn self. Shout out to Domino's, man, forever my plug.
Domino's.
They don't have to pay me for nothing. Don't eat it if you don't want it, DC. Don't do it like that.
You keep getting disappointed every time you open this box.
Bring him another one, goddammit!
Another pizza.
This is how.
You ain't got no plan B.
Until we get it right.
This is how my regular day.
No, it's cool. I'm good right now. I get it.
You want hamburger on your pizza. That's what you gotta say.
Y'all ain't got no cheese pizza. Give DC some cheese, man.
Bro, I can't eat that pork, my boy.
You gotta say you want hamburger.
They about to swap it out.
If I eat some pork right now, y'all might want to call the ambulance.
Heavy, you want some pizza, man?
If I eat pork, my wheels around here somewhere.
You're too good to eat around.
Give me that pepperoni pizza, man. I'm out of here, man.
We might have got this pizza just because we knew you was coming and you letting us down by not eating.
I swear, if anybody wants to cook anything with some pork in it, I know you're trying to do something to me. I'm going to feel offended.
DC don't eat pork no more.
I'm like, yeah, man, you know, it's some pork in there.
Hey, give me one of them cheese pieces, DC. That shit look like it's hidden.
It's some what in them?
DC, let me get one of them. That look like that shit the Ninja Turtles.
Now, did the OG, hold up, my father.
You know that's pork cheese.
I don't want everything. I like the little slice. When they do little slice, they be thinking about me.
You gotta put the pepper flakes on there, man.
But I want you to get the bop, my boy.
Come on. I wasn't trying to get hung up with the bop.
Y'all gonna let that bitch go.
Look, I thought he was gonna grab the whole thing. It'd be holding up with two fingers. Ready? You know what I mean?
Come on, man. I got you.
Come on. My boy.
Stop.
We just pulled a skinny nigga move, my boy.
Stop.
I thought you were gonna get it.
I got it. Okay. Oh, the whole bop?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to do it. My doctor called up here.
Okay.
He'd be like, you doing too much.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to just take it? You just go get a slice?
Look at my jail, man. You can hand it back off quick.
I got my pizza get cold. Off. Look, my little pizza's over here. I just want to bite my little cheese pizza.
You used to keep the sleepover lit.
Cheese pizza.
Oh, you missed the last conversation. Oh. Black powwow. Shit was crazy.
I definitely was there.
It was lit. This would have came in handy. They would have been home after Black Five Hours, didn't it?
I feel like I got a college credit.
Mm-hmm. You went to college, though.
I did.
Did you finish?
No, I did not.
What happened?
Give me a nap.
Started comedy, man. Left that motherfucker. Started at Uptown.
You left college to do comedy?
Huh?
What year?
It was on my sophomore year.
Was you doing comedy in where you was at, Athens?
I was at West Georgia.
Oh, where you was doing comedy at?
I was driving all the way to Uptown.
You was doing it in Atlanta?
Okay. All the way to Carrollton in the 83 Monte Carlo with the dent on the door.
Yeah.
Selling mid. Yeah. I got a pound of mid in the hubcap, just all the way dirty, terrible.
Yeah. Why you putting the hubcap?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I ain't know cartel moves, how to squash it.
You weren't scared that it was going to fall out on the spray wheel, huh?
It stayed on there pretty good. I did it once. I was like, this one's smart.
Right.
Because it was in the Kroger bag, too. I was like.
Yeah, your shit probably smelled like
one pothole, that shit would have been.
Oh, well.
Whole pound down the street.
It would have been one happy-ass crackhead.
Nigga been living.
Ooh, my boy. Just when you think it's over, it just started. Now, I know I owe you, but wait till you see what I got.
Wait, you ain't gonna know. Don't tell nobody.
His raw hand.
30 pound of midget, you can get another ticket. Fucking him up, man.
What year you said it was? 03? No, it wasn't.
This was like 01, nigga.
01.
Yeah, this was like, I was at the club when 9/11 hit. I was at Uptown, like, when the day after that. Everybody had 9/11 jokes immediately.
No.
Immediately.
No way.
Immediately. About a couple weeks after that, but it was that era.
Your career ain't go far.
No, it's a lot of them you ain't heard of no more. Some of them still around. Benji Brown's still around. He used to sell that bitch out, had the niggas on step, paying $100 to sit on DJ Booth steps.
Like that.
Yeah, Browns go crazy, boy. They picked the whole BMF would be in that bitch. Like, beach all them for real. Nigga might have a whole pit bull in the club. All this shit, just for Benji Brown. Like, niggas.
He going stupid now on the tour.
Benji Brown shit used to be crazy in Miami.
Oh, yeah. His night, he hosted it.
The improv, man, that shit was Miami Vice nights, nigga.
It was like Dope Boy Prom.
Exactly. That's an accurate.
It might be a Rolls Royce, like, very touching the accurate. Door. You'd be like, damn, bro, can you just back up off the door so people go out?
Yeah.
Nah, I just bought it.
You can't be in the front row if you ain't got no grill.
I don't care.
Stupid rich niggas.
With grills in my hand.
Go.
Stupid rich niggas.
Say what?
With grills in Miami.
Yeah.
Stupid rich niggas.
And we gonna be high as fuck in here again.
Right.
We're running it back.
I'm in here like I'm eating pizza off camera.
Out of the world.
Fuck it, bro.
I'm talking about you ate the whole thing too. Look, like you had the
crumbs on your titty and everything.
Everything, like. I wouldn't do the sweatshirt, you know, no justice without no crumb.
He got crumbs on his titty, yeah.
Please don't do that, because they've been calling me titties in the building since that one episode.
Oh, no.
Like, I could be with my kids.
No.
You know that's the one that got famous. You know that's what got famous, but you had your own titty song, though. Nigga don't know.
Yeah, fat nigga with titties. Yeah, but.
You know what's crazy, though, man? It's like, we be sitting in here and we just be talking shit. But we'll go do a show and then people hit us, like teachers and shit, be like, y'all ain't take titties in the building.
They were waiting on it.
You corporate people can't wait to hear that shit. I had my titties out just for you to say titties. it was a show, I think, last week, Big had a big ass titties. She was like, I'm
like, hey, them motherfuckers was hitting,
I'm
boy.
Like, what do you want me to say, ma'am? Like, that is a charge.
I feel like the more we talk about titties on the show, the bigger they get at the show. It's like every show
they
got a bigger pair of titties than the last show.
But we need somebody with the biggest titties to come front row, too. Just bring them juicy whoppers.
You remember them ones when we was at the Comedy Zone?
Who?
That girl that had them titties bigger than you and Chico head.
Uh-huh, and I had to go from, I don't think nobody impressed me except for, that's a woman.
Tammy,
yeah, in Florida.
What happened with Tammy?
Shout out to Tammy.
Tammy, a brick house that you don't know nothing about.
I ain't never seen a woman that bad.
That was funny.
That's I was cool. A real woman, like in her 40s, nigga.
No, she was 50-something.
50-something? I'm talking about real woman, real style, y'all, giving these bitches hell, fucking them up.
Pressure.
You just hope that coochie shave and it smell good.
Oh.
You like, I just got one last step, Tammy. I just hope it's, you know, I just hope it's good.
Right. She's good, but you know, put my leg down.
Like it. Gotta take one for the team.
How many coochies is broke?
Yeah, toe down.
We shouldn't highlight them, though, because I feel like it's more of them that smell good than smell bad.
It do. But I do want ladies to know that we do think about that, too, like how they think about us, like how they hope their wish is big. We hope y'all should smell good. Yeah. We hoping, too. We be like, ah, hope that big coochie smells
good. That's the difference. Bro. Some of them actually smell good, though. Yeah. Like, it's like,
oh, what's that?
What's that? Hey,
you got that new car smell. You like,
is that apricot?
Yeah. And then some of them don't have no smell, and then some of them be like,
what was that?
Mm-hmm. I'm like with pussy smells, smell I'm like pussy, like pussy connoisseur, like with colognes and shit. Yeah. I can tell what bitch been just off of.
So you saying she got that fall pussy?
I can just tell, like, hold up. Who's on to the stove?
Taste that shit like wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that smell like 2 o'clock.
Switch the pussy around.
That 2 o'clock right now. Where you been? It's 7. You went outside at 2.
You was on the elliptical, weren't you?
I feel like it's
important. You been jogging.
It stings to the left.
Bro, it's important for us to talk about pussy on damn near every episode.
No.
There's not a lot of platforms that black men get to speak on.
So can you say we OBGYNs?
No.
And just let them know how much we love.
We just fans
of the pussy.
With the pussy.
Just,
yeah. Right. It's not just the pussy.
Right,
just
we're not trying
everything.
To.
I even like that little outer fat meat around the lip.
We're not trying to sexualize. Like, we're just trying to appreciate.
The lip got cheekbones. You like, ooh.
Vagina gratitude.
Got a little cheekbones. Like,
they probably going to attack us because we should appreciate the owners of pussy more. And we do.
We don't separate it.
You can. Sometimes you want to. Sometimes the owner ain't shit, but that pussy.
We ain't got no goddamn no sea lion back there, dude.
No.
Y'all heard that shit, man? That yep. Nigga said, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit touched his soul.
Oh no, that was an animal or what, man?
That shit touched his spirit.
We got white water back there. What the hell going on, boy.
You see what I said? When you talk about real shit, it touch people in different ways, man. It's like when I said we want to show pussy appreciation.
Motherfucker lost his mind, man.
He hasn't heard those words put together like that.
He was like,
I
choked on the pepperoni. That's
right. See, was it loud? That was for real.
Where my blunt tend to go? We out of blunt? You got me on, I thought you had me on deck.
We gonna y'all out?
Oh, man.
Y'all out?
Y'all gonna learn about it, bro.
Blunt tender!
You need a bad one?
You gonna learn about it? That's a pre-roll.
Oh, no, I don't smoke them.
Hello.
That's his blunt tender.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, that's your shit?
Yeah, that's my dude.
Oh, that's your dude? Yeah. That's your nigga who rolled up your personal weed?
Nah. He just be having that pack, and he has some pre-rolls.
He got some pre-rolls?
Yeah.
I don't smoke nobody pre-rolls.
Wood tipping.
Give me the bud.
You know what it's time to say?
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Listen, gang.
Smoke y'all weed.
Only smoke pre-rolls from people that you know and trust. That was a lesson. And we're over here at the 85 South Show. We have brought back Dare to Do Drugs. And that was a skit on how important it is to pay attention to your surroundings. Don't get lost in the sauce when you out partying and parlaying. Know who you was smoking with, if you were smoking with somebody. Since the world done changed, we really recommend everybody smoke individually. You see that we are practicing socially distanced smoking in here. Nobody has passed anything. And we are all grown and everybody's responsible for their own weed. If you get too high, that is on you. And this message comes from Carlos Miller and doesn't affect the views or opinions of any of my affiliates and associates. Thank you. You see how socially responsible that was?
That was very responsible.
I was just letting y'all know that I got range.
Don't
like a motherfucking stove, Nick.
That's facts.
You get it?
Pay me the bud.
Hell yeah. Smoke like you been smoking.
Facts.
Shit been so rough, man. You gotta smoke with people that you care about, man.
Man,
you gotta let motherfuckers know that they are appreciated.
Facts. Your
holidays and shit is coming up. Don't be going over them people's house without no weed.
Don't be the nigga that just be the grab a blunt ass nigga to pass it to a nigga. Sit your ass down. You don't need no. I hate them niggas. Who trying to take two? I take two.
And I feel like it's important to say now.
I take two.
Make sure you got enough that's gonna last you, because you can't call the weed man on a holiday, Thanksgiving Eve and shit. Go ahead and grab you some.
Don't call him for too much that he know that you don't get now. He gonna think you're trying to do something.
You know you got family in town.
Man holiday,
you ain't never got no ounce, and you only got 3.5. What you need an ounce for, my boy?
Some people get a half ounce.
Get a half ounce. Don't do too much.
Some people during the holiday try to smoke.
He ain't even gonna put it.
Get it before, like you said.
Let him know.
Get your shit before.
You don't get this much. Be like, look, I know I don't get this much.
Right.
I got people that putting it together.
Acknowledge that you getting a little more.
I'm putting you on some more people, my boy.
Right.
Push up with that pack. Just don't be like, bring an ounce. He gonna be like, I'm gonna call you back.
Right.
And if you that cousin that rolled them ugly ass blunts, let somebody else roll this shit.
And if you still smoke, man, stay in the car.
Yeah.
Just stay in the car.
This ain't your fight right here.
I ain't saying don't smoke your shit, but smoke your shit in your car. Don't get out at the barbecue. Don't do none of that. Stop talking about other people that smoking that other shit.
If you got some mid, smoke that by yourself.
It's an uncle that
smoke it at home before you get there.
Shamefully.
Please.
In the closet, nigga.
With the lights off.
Go and get in the shower.
With the lights off.
What'd you say?
Smoke that bitch.
with
the windows closed.
You shouldn't even be smoking.
My daddy be trying to smoke the loud pack on Thanksgiving. He be choking like a motherfucker.
You want him to be choking all the time?
Y'all got that goddamn. Y'all got that DM. That prime time. I forgot that. This nigga crying and shit. Daddy, give me this back. Don't leave it with me.
I'm good on that.
My uncle still smoked me.
Who's selling me? Who got the
He look at
trap?
You like you don't want to hit the blunt. I be like, He be like,
this ain't what you
like,
be doing.
Nah, that ain't it. That ain't what I want.
This ain't what you be doing.
I told you before, if motherfuckers sell mid, he sell everything.
He got cocaine in there, some motion.
He got everything.
He got pit bulls, everything.
Man, what you want?
What you need?
Ecstasy. Got it. You want Molly? I got it.
Got it.
You want lean? I got it. You ain't got no mid, do you? I got four different kinds of mid.
He's a mid tender. He got a mid tender.
You want mid mid? You want some straight mid? Or you want some gangster mid?
We want a gangster mid.
I got some smoking ass mid.
I got smoking ass mid. Look like gas. Niggas been buying like a gas too.
I sell it for gas sometimes.
Airbag.
That's good airbag. It's smoke, but
God, that's like CBD. That's that CBD.
I remember that.
Have you ever had a comedian give you some bullshit weed before?
What?
Oh man, me and Clayton can tell you stories.
What
when, we, when we first started coming around the comedy circle, how everybody had the bullshit is weed and they were always
the worst.
Want you to roll it up for them and you'd be like, for what?
Hey, go ahead and roll that. And they do it to you, like they do you something too. Go ahead and roll that up.
Bro, what? The biggest bag of meat.
Nigga, it's a worm in here.
Right.
Got a bag in it.
Watch this. You know who used to have the biggest bags of meat?
Who?
Tyler Craig. Tyler Craig would have a bag of meat that was at least an ounce and a half.
Going crazy.
Where'd you get all this free weed from?
That was OG
his
too.
Made sense.
I came front. We had this one nigga. He was the best weed man we ever had. He used to pull up with some of the best meat in the city.
Don't get me wrong, when that mid went in now, that threat pack was all the chain, that popcorn.
I won't say
popcorn
it.
Popcorn mid was popcorn. A whole legend. It was a whole era. Popcorn
what crazy. City?
The popcorn mid was an era.
Come on now.
Forest Park.
Okay.
Southside. Yeah.
Oh. I had some good mid.
Can't forget
mid.
My nigga out there in the,
You got loud like that.
Goddamn, I can't even think of the goddamn.
That's the only reason I saw
Hickory Lake.
I'm not like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't do it.
Y'all
can
get the nigga
all
fucked up on Hickory Lane.
Nah, it ain't nothing no more.
That shit is
obliterated. He like, yep, we right here on Hickory Lane now.
Hickory Lake. That was the most ghetto shit ever.
We only talk about shit that don't exist no more.
Yeah.
It's no longer there.
He gone.
Nigga, you remember Hula Hand? Remember the time we went to Vinegar's?
They gonna
order the sample of plow.
They gonna pull up in Hickory Lake and be like, you mean Meadow Lawn Lane? There's no mid over here.
Mid was everything. I remember, but niggas don't understand that summertime, smoking that mid in the summertime.
Bro,
you're a kid.
No, I was joking
the other day. I mean, you just ran all the way from to the city to get some perk.
Yeah.
Well, you're a kid yourself.
You remember when you was transitioning from mid to perk, though? Did y'all cold turkey?
Hey, gas is gas.
I'm all the way to gas.
No matter what happened during my day, I knew I had enough to grab a 3.5. I might not go get a 3.5, but I always had some money set aside.
But you sprinkle that pressure inside that little mid, though. You put that little
purple in there.
Stretch it out.
Mild in the loud blunt.
Put it at the ends.
Oh, man.
It's a mild blunt. Nigga, like, what kind of blunt is it? A mild blunt. Got loud and mild and loud and mid.
We done had some good times smoking weed.
Yeah,
man.
I remember, boy. Ooh. Those men used to send me to shape for $50.
Come on, man.
Ounces was
and
fit.
Now I'll be like, I don't know if it was rabbit food or not.
No, was ounces high? Was legit
you high
50
or not? You remember high?
I remember. I know it was weed, and but I was like, I seen some rabbit food, and I was like, I seen that too.
Boy, that's when you scraping the bottom of your hustle when you got to sell that shake.
But.
The shake is good if you make edibles. My wife made edibles.
You got to keep in mind this before.
No, I'm talking about loud
weed.
Shake.
We got that shake.
But me and Shake,
that shit was
shit.
That shit
and
was
we
pressure.
Just kept passing
that
bitch.
That shit was like
regular. It was like the inside of pencil sharpener.
This is the crazy part, though. Like you said, me and this nigga had about. We probably had about a pound and a half of shake in a big ass bag. It took us all summer to smoke that shit, and we got it for like. Maybe $200?
Yeah, dude, it just sold something.
It'd be
the bag was like, it was one of them zips, and it was all the shake that was left from like, I think like, I don't know what it was. It was probably like 2 pounds, I don't know.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Did y'all have to do a stupid ass mission to go get it?
Quarter pound started being 250. Pound of the
other
mid
with 250.
Yeah, that's
50.
Yeah.
Oh, mid.
Well, 50-02.
We were practicing smoking. We were getting ready for this time. We were getting ready for this.
Yeah, I think this is a different era, though.
Hey, man.
Because the edibles are how you sitting down.
I'm about to say this to the camera. If your first QP didn't come in a Dollar General bag wrapped up,
right.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, bro.
It was pressed down hard and shit. You had to break it up, man. Them seeds and sticks.
Yeah, no car when I had my first cutie.
Shit.
Walk with that bitch.
Why is always the nigga that was like two grades
I'm
behind you?
I'm holding him away like this.
Hello, DC. Why is always the nigga who was like 2 grades behind you that sold you the best pound?
Facts. I was a younger nigga. I ain't gonna cap. A young
like
nigga.
The best pounds you ever bought.
was from the nigga two grades behind you.
Ain't no cap. I had to pay his ass every time, too.
Ain't no cap. I got my power from a manager at work at TGI Fridays. a GM. I was like, why are you doing this? You got benefits.
Well, I remember one restaurant, I used to sell weed to the whole restaurant. Nigga, I used to pull to the drive-thru, act like I was getting food. Then put the bag out, act like it's the wrong meal. I put the bag back through the window, it'd be a whole salmon.
Hilarious. That's a life hack. If you ever need drugs,
I'm like, nah, man, wrong order. Whole salmon that bitch. It's a whole salmon.
You ever need some weed? It's really
every
like,
restaurant got some weed.
Every restaurant got some weed. Every strip club got some weed.
It's some weed in the restaurant.
Strip club, the weed goes up times two. It's like stock like market. I don't know what the fuck goes on in the club. This shit ain't street price.
I got some gas.
I got gas. $7,000. Well, what you mean, man? You gonna either look at niggas or smoke, my boy? Half ounce, that'd be $1,500 for you.
$1,500. This nigga got cocaine prices.
What? Nigga,
what the fuck is this?
When I went to the DR, nigga was selling the goddamn.
Oh, they be having some trash, goddamn.
No, this nigga had some good gas out there, bitch.
We'll tell you why I got some good at, but I don't want nobody to know.
I guess he had came out there just to sell gas. That nigga was taxing like a motherfucker.
Because they got some bullshit in town.
Nigga really sell you about, $3,000. For about, it was about 60.
That $20 ground? That one, you weren't getting your
advantage. They were short, though.
Oh, okay.
It was just about
it was like two.
It was
five,
more like two grand. It was about like a 2 7.
He like, nigga, you are you gonna find anyone weed
in? Like then two. It was like, one then it was like, you, it had to break up.
Right. It was sticky, so you had to like.
Yeah, so you really couldn't even get
you couldn't get the real blood out of it. This shit skin in here.
The skill.
Your weed aligned and they like.
For the skill.
They together. The weed just touching.
Little boulders. You got little rocks.
They got little boulders of the weed together.
It look like ants on the lawn.
Fluffy weed, baby.
You got raisins.
Place it down. You got like
raisins on a carrot, nigga. That's what it
looked
like.
But there was some Gil Bill, for real. Hey. I fuck with it. Shout out to whoever that dude
what
was.
What about the resort nigga that act like he finna sell you some gas and it is not gas? Like, especially like Jamaica and shit. So,
let me
like,
see where I went to.
The little resort nigga like mine.
Ooh, somebody gave me some trash. I want to say Bahamas.
They hype it up, though.
I want to say Bahamas. I think I was
in Freeport. I was in Freeport.
So they hype it up. I got some good Bermuda. I just don't want to say where I got some good at because I don't want folks to know that they trafficking weed.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Everywhere got some good weed.
I know, I just don't want to be like,
hey, man, you know that.
Don't say it.
I know.
The weed in the island probably comes from
Seattle somewhere. No, yeah. I don't know. I ain't never been nowhere. I only got weed in Georgia, man. What you talking about?
I got
about?
Some good weed in Germany.
That's hard. That, they get
I can only fly weed in Georgia.
I say a lot of shit.
I say a lot of shit. I can only fly weed in Georgia.
We pulled up to the nigga house in Germany, a fucking rock rock jumped on the window, jumped, boom, like on the glass of the car, scared the shit out of everybody in there. Big ass rock.
I do say we got trash weed, though. Not that Freeport has some trash weed, I'm sorry.
Man,
and it was like,
towns,
I couldn't
man.
Help it. I was like, bro, I'm here for 2 days and I need something to smoke. I'm finna be on this island sober, my nigga. Hell no, I don't give a fuck if this trash. I'm finna just be smoking trash.
I don't like when you go out there.
Hey, bro, I swear
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll do it, man. I didn't want to bring it to you.
That shit is like the inside of fucking Black and Mild, my nigga.
That be
like,
the shit that they don't tell you about.
That.
When you go out the country to these nice little places and then as soon as it get dark, ain't nobody in there, bitch, except you. And the people who work at the hotel, you be like, okay. Where the fuck did everybody
go? You be trying
you
to go smoke to bed, man.
Hey,
the same time.
Everybody. That shit don't same be popping time. Like how you would think, it, unless there's some shit going on.
Same time. Yeah, that shit everybody be go to sleep at 9:30.
Quiet.
9:30. Man, you go outside, nigga. Hey, man, you making
middle of the
you
night.
Making noise.
It's the middle of the night.
You don't why
you, you understand? You I outside. You are making noise.
You the noise.
I ain't gonna lie. I like that type of shit.
I hate it at the resort when you got sleep, weed, nigga. And I hate it when you got weed at the resort and them old cougars that smoke be trying to fight. Hey, young man, you said in your jokes that you had some of that stuff. I'm like, bitch, if you don't get, you making it hot.
You making it hot. Be on that daylight.
Man, they be asking stupid shit. Why your wife here?
You ever be out like out the country or something and you smell the strongest weed you ever smell and then you find out who got it. It's the weirdest motherfucker that you never would have thought. The nerdiest, geekiest looking. You be like, man, what the hacker. Fuck is you smoking on? Oh, this is some Pineapple Express, man. My dude Scooby grills it. Dude, I can fucking hook you up if you watch something, man. And he always got a weird ass girlfriend with like two dreadlocks and shit.
Yep. They be purple.
Man.
You can tell they do meth by the way of teeth.
Right. Yeah. Now. Like they are in love.
You guys want to do some dabs? That's the next shit.
Dude, we brought like I got a half dab rig, bro, man, because we're going to be here for like 7 days and we smoke. So if you want to like score some weed, man, I'll give you some.
Score some weed. He just got that little patch right there.
Scores? Hell yeah, I want to score some weed,
bro. Dude, I heard you were trying to score. Not anymore, man. Bro, white people hit you with that.
I don't want
to
score.
So you guys trying to score some weed?
You guys need pot still?
They will say that. Hey, you guys need pot? You guys still need butt?
They be looking at me like, big guy, I smell you, big guy. You got it. I know.
White people laugh at black people.
Like, nigga.
Facts.
Whatever we think is the hardest shit, they got some weed.
That's hitting her way
that
hard.
Will tickle the bottom of your feet.
I done got caught by the dab.
I'm talking about you will actually be laughing like you ticklish. Like, Randy, what the fuck are we smoking, man? Dude, what's your favorite weed?
You know it's a whole dab community. They look at this shit. They hate flower. They're like,
Dude, you gotta put some shatter on there, man. Fucking light your rig.
Those people are that's gonna be much. Wheeling around one of them fucking tanks later on.
That's a science experiment. It's too
and them
much
people
work.
Are on cocaine. And I only do flour.
You
did
crackified weed.
You smoke too much of that shit.
Cool
extra
little novelty, but to be only hitting that.
You're like, then they give you a class. The live too, resin comes
make
from
it
this
too hot. Hold up, man. Did I even tell them Ronnie Jordan is it?
No, you did.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. We are too hot. We too high in this bitch, cause we too high. Nigga, I could have sworn we done did the intro and every motherfucking thing, and they probably sitting there wondering why we got all this dope ass blessed AF merch all around. On, cause my dog, you know him and you love him. He likes smoking weed and buying Jordans. My nigga, Ronnie Jordan, Morning Culture.
Let's go.
Bless AF, that fat man is at the door. NWT.
Yes, sir, man.
Come
on,
man. One of the funniest niggas in the comedy game, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. My nigga.
Man, appreciate nigga. Come on, dog.
My nigga.
Hey, Eric, man.
One of the niggas who was already giving it. One of the niggas who was already giving it when I was out here trying to get it, man.
Hey, man.
This nigga been getting money, bro.
One of the people you seen on TV that was around your age when it was like, it wasn't a lot of influx of young comedians on the scene. Everybody was suited and booted. They was older and mature and, you know, they had been at it a while and you weren't seeing.
Them niggas be so serious in the little pre-production meeting. I'm like, bro, where the craft services at, bro?
Here Ryan to come.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it, man. I got a lot of shit early, man, but to stay around is a whole different thing. Everybody can be hot, but to kick it, man, I just celebrated my 20th year doing comedy, man. College and went straight to Uptown, man. I ain't looked back since. Got on Comic View after about 8 months, man, and goddamn kept pushing.
How was your dropout? When you knew the dropout of college?
I was already on academic probation, so I was like, I'm just really living up here.
Yeah, I dropped out. I ain't dropped out in comedy. I just dropped out, and then I was like, I don't know, I guess I got to tell some jokes. I don't know.
I'm telling you, ain't nothing like a boo, and then you got to drive back to Carrollton, Georgia, nigga, with the transmission shaking and shit. You like, nigga, nigga, nigga.
Where you shaking at, the third or the fourth?
That motherfucking third. That motherfucking getting up.
You can't even get past 88.
Shit.
No car can tell what kind of mood you in.
Nigga,
let you be going through some shit. That bitch gonna be a rough ride, nigga.
Come on, man.
You just ripped that bitch. That bitch gonna float home. That bitch ain't never drove this happened. Smooth.
Wow. You bomb fan belt.
This is nice.
Alternator. Check engine light.
Check engine light.
Headlights won't go off when you get home.
Hell yeah.
Battery drainer. Your car ever did this dumb ass shit? You get out, you try to close the door, that bitch just won't close.
Man, yeah, my son do that dumb shit. He'll hit the thing on there and be like, what did I do? I'm sorry, Dad. And it won't close.
Y'all ain't never kept the seatbelt on for real. Like, you ain't even know. You just trying to get out of the car. You like, ha!
Ah. Don't shit at yourself.
Get your goddamn throat, nigga.
Gonna take this on off.
The seatbelt only work if you go fast.
Shout out to the fat niggas. We don't wear seatbelts.
If you get slow, the seatbelt doesn't let you up.
Most of the time, you don't. Unless you got a car that's over.
Can't really afford to stop that shit.
Y'all didn't even hear
that's
that shit.
That's what it's made for.
Ronnie Jordan said fat niggas don't wear seatbelts.
Fat niggas don't wear seatbelts. Sometimes we do.
Y'all the most dangerous drivers out
there. If your car won't stop beeping, some niggas will be like, just wait. That bitch
so you know what I want to say to that?
I hope
that all the car manufacturers stop making them seatbelts that's long as fuck. Fat niggas ain't wearing them anyway.
Now
it's a nigga that's my size with a saggy ass seatbelt because they thought that niggas was going to wear them bitches.
Shout
you
out
gotta
to
wear it, right? Or you just...
No, I wear a seatbelt.
You wear it like it's a part of his life.
You gotta
wear that motherfucker, right? Like, you can't
believe be talking
it,
shit. Well, I usually say something about your seatbelt, but see why you ain't got it on. He's a big old boy.
Hey, man.
He's a big old boy.
Ain't nothing like getting cuffed and you can't fit in the back of the little Yukon.
Just wear
they got
a strap
the,
that looks like a
seatbelt. No, in the back and come back a little bit.
No.
They're like, we ain't gonna baby get him in here.
That's when the police have to start negotiating. All right, big boy, if I uncuff you, you're not gonna do nothing to me, all right? All right, get in there.
Nigga, I got locked up on Martin Luther King Day one time.
Man.
What? That's racist.
Them white police be trying to be passive.
I got locked up in Sandersville.
Hey, what you got going on, Big Daddy?
Big Daddy. You going? Where's the fire?
What you got going on, Big Daddy?
They will say you shit.
They
will say, you got a little slick nickname to call you and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let them ask you a question and you answer it directly. Because my mom was a cop, so I answer exactly like they asked me. You got any weapons on you? Nope. You get in the car. Hey, man, you ain't tell me you had your firearm in the left box, man. I said,
you didn't tell me.
You asked me, did I have a weapon on me, man?
No cap.
No, no. Don't tell the police too much shit, man. Don't niggas be volunteering everything too fast.
I mean, I smoke in the car. So last time I got pulled over, I just got out. I'm so real. I said, he like, yo. I'm like, listen.
Don't listen, do that.
I'm not running. I'm not doing none of that shit, bro. I'm chilling. I'm gonna make this shit easy for you. Bro, I been smoking. And guns in the car and everything. Just run that shit. Do what you gotta do. You check the shit, make sure the shit's right. And he, go ahead.
I had to pull the whole like vice squad out on me one time. You know my cop
to you,
used to be in that van, boy, that goddamn that white
dope,
van.
The dope van.
I had the van with the seats in it and the TVs and shit. But them niggas, we was coming from Georgia, going headed to upstate New York. Virginia, you know Virginia, as soon as you cross that motherfucking line,
had the van you was trying to get.
Right. Oh, you had the van.
I got the big one. I got the GMC Savannah.
Who had the wrong one?
You had the Astro.
TV and the recon. Man, chill out. You had an apartment. Stop playing with me.
So I got the same shit.
I had a moving apartment. Yo, you had a big one.
I had a big one, but the same shit.
It was okay.
I had a big one. You
know what I'm saying?
You had a big one.
No, I had like a. It was like a 97, and I put a new transmission in it.
I don't know how you did me. I was 98.
Your shit was fresh.
No, mine was 03.
But he had the big van.
But I got mine from I bought it from a dude who only drove to Georgia, Florida games. That's it. And he was like, man, my kids don't ride them dirt bikes no more. We don't take it down to Jacksonville.
Man, I got to get me a Sprint.
Man,
I want a Sprint.
Sprint. Give me a real Sprint.
Yeah, one real. Of them motherfuckers.
I had the police unscrew all the shit in my van, though.
Man.
You ever had them search your van?
Shut up.
That's what, bro. I had an
Android van,
bro.
We gotta get us a tour bus, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
We definitely gotta get one with our face on. People gonna think it's gonna be us in there. But I see you down here on Martin Luther King, but I am in Michigan.
We can put that on the tour bus. We not in here.
We not in here.
Y'all got a decoy. You gotta have a decoy too.
They gonna be walking up on the. Hey, they in there. Tell them why I fought with 85 South. What? Tell them to come out. Like, we not in the car.
How often do they want to roast? People want to roast every time they see you.
It'd be like 5:30 in the morning.
I'm about to start it. We're gonna start a trucking company. That seems like the hot shit.
That might be the
one.
A trucking company lit.
They got the shit fucked up at the ports, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, my homeboy, his truck comes taking a hit right now.
But pick shit up.
Because the ports is can't pick shit up. Ain't nothing going right now.
Ain't nothing going.
Yeah, shit stopped, nigga.
Damn, man.
They ain't got enough of a bunch of shit. They ain't got enough trucks. They ain't got enough goddamn chassis.
What kind of industry can we get in,
containers?
We just got to hold tight. Just keep stacking the money, just hold tight.
We in the right industry. We're in the right
entertainment
one.
Entertainment going stupid right now.
All right. We might need to get into food and beverage. Motherfuckers stay
food
home.
Food and beverage.
Some with a necessity.
Do what?
Cannabis.
Cannabis. We smoke too much cannabis. CBD.
I don't mind getting a cannabis. If I can sell weed legally, man, that's a different ballgame for me, y'all. Y'all don't understand, weed. Boy.
You can.
I'm saying, because I don't fuck around with that shit illegally, boy. Woo!
You to legally sell that. Weed? That'd be hard, man.
Legally?
It's
legally.
In the state that it's legal.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
Come on,
what?
We need to move. To fly like an eagle. Do we need to move? Gotta move. They do,
you talking about, see, hold on.
We ain't gotta move.
Who's the big drug dealer that didn't sneak?
You have to move.
He got killed recently, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he snitched. I said, who was the drug dealer who didn't snitch?
It's a few of them. But check this out. Do we have to move?
Meech. Oh, that free meech too.
Not we don't.
Who? Tell me down here?
If we gonna
get you can sell it in another city.
But it's a process, bro. You gotta get past a committee, you gotta get on the waiting list, you call money and do it, all that shit, bro.
No,
and you gotta present that shit.
There's ways
you wanna be the right way.
Faster, direct way, then it'll be the right way.
You wanna be the right way because you don't want them folk to come in. You already know they waiting for us to do some monkey shit.
You do it the direct way, you'll never have to touch it. All you gotta do is license it.
No, but I'm saying you still gotta get on the licensing list.
Oh, you saying we should be selling
all
weed,
you
but
do
not
is license
touching the weed.
You.
Everything you do, you should sell it, bro. I think everything.
They do.
Come on with the people.
All that shit. Sell it off.
with the praise for you, Zay. Because you're on the bag.
This all I'm gonna see him saying, like, you remember when I was trying to tell you, they get your face and copy it and put it right here.
Hey.
So get in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, and let them do all the work. And just put your face on.
This is my weed,
but I ain't smoking it.
Did my pack, boy. They got it, but they mine.
Let me look at that nigga 5 years later, like, tell you what happened. Listen, remember when they copied your face?
We gotta get in some of this shit, man.
Yeah, shout out to Darren got his own weed, Big Baby Bud, G5. He got his own weed in Vegas.
Boy. I can't wait, man.
Zen Bros.
Shout out to Big Baby.
Yeah. Shout out to Zen Bros. Shout out to Big Baby Bud.
Shout out to Zen Bros.
Shout out to Zen Bros. Yeah. Black-owned weed company. They got some good-ass weed.
Yeah, they be getting some strange.
Get Harrington, they got some good weed. Viola going crazy.
Viola going
straight. Okay. Elmer's
Glue.
Everybody got
their
own weed. Everybody go over there. Just flip the script and come out with my own weed bags. They gotta have something to put it in.
Right.
I was gonna
I'm just coming out with a weed strand, man. I'm finna get me a weed strand. That's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna get us a weed strand, and we're gonna put it out there and go crazy, man. Y'all gonna smoke on that 85 South, man. We're gonna change the name. You know how niggas be talking about smoke on Dead Pond and all, we ain't doing that stupid shit. Smoke on 85 South.
Yeah, make it cool.
Smoke 85 South, and then maybe you can get creative.
Right.
Come on,
get up
man.
Off your ass. And then you be like, this podcast is full. You smoke 85 South, y'all niggas create your own podcast. You'll fuck around and do me. Get high.
That's right. We read what they say about our shit. We waiting on their shit to drop so we can be going their comments and be like, wow.
Right.
One dimensional.
Right.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna just
need to share
watch
that.
One episode and be like, I like their old shit better.
Yeah. Y'all need to keep it free for the people.
Y'all need to the fans more.
He's young.
Oh, that's what shit. Like, shout out to Morning Culture, man. Y'all is
sorry, I'm not 50.
Y'all is direct inspiration for my brothers at Morning Culture, and all y'all done did the show. Appreciate y'all coming by.
I ain't did it.
You did it with the old studio.
Say no more then.
Yeah, you
no
got
more.
A classic episode. When we first started doing video, you was on there. It was like 2017, man. So you locked on there, man. Came through, bro. Appreciate y'all, bro.
Let's do a new one with them boys.
Yeah, come on.
They got big shit.
That's old.
Yeah, shout out to Morning Culture, man. Tyler Crawford.
Yeah, no hair. No.
Remo, Kamal.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But they say that shit about us. Y'all trying to be like 85 South. Yes, they're rich.
Yeah. Don't tell
them.
I'm saying they're doing well.
I said we're
fucking directly copying.
Ain't nobody told me shit. Okay.
Y'all trying to be like 85.
Okay. When we wake up and come do this shit, bro, I don't get paid to sit right here, bro.
Yeah, so y'all niggas don't sleep.
I don't get paid to sit right on this stinking ass couch,
bro. Yeah, man. Y'all niggas don't sleep, bro.
We do this shit for fun.
Right, this we just kicking it.
My back hurt.
These are people who don't understand
how big the internet is,
man.
I'm just trying
to stay alive out here in these streets.
Bro, it's enough out here for everybody.
Pandemic might hit again.
What they gonna say when they see you on here then?
You wanna sell weed legally?
Yeah, right. Oh, he know them for real? That's what he gonna say. Oh, he know them. Yeah, nigga, yeah, I do know.
You been
in the old trap.
Come on, man. I was in the
Steve Harden studio, nigga.
But you know, the old trap, nigga, it wasn't even trap. We were calling it the old trap before the trap, before we actually got in the trap. But you know, that shit is an art store now.
Oh, I thought it was a paintball place.
That bitch is an art store. Nigga, I walked in that motherfucker, I was like, these niggas don't even know we used to be in this bitch. Wild. Like, it's so much glitter in. I'm like, hell nah, boy.
It's an art store.
Nigga, we used to be over here, nigga, roaches. I'm like, nigga, we created roaches. Right here. I'm over here with paintbrushes and shit.
That's the manifestation. We was in there creating art. Now artistic. It's in the art supply.
Wow, that's bars. Facts.
And the mind penetrates the building down to the foundation, and it comes from the core.
Right.
So. And can I say this, though? Y'all have definitely kept my career going, because this, like I said, it's easy to be lit, but to sustain is hard to do. And every time I done came on here, I done gained some people that like, nigga, I seen your ass on 85 South. Titties in the building, blah, 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 blah. You know DC? I had to call DC, my nephew don't believe. Hey, nigga, DC, come on. You know what I'm saying?
So, but we family for
real. But like, y'all niggas really kept me in the game. Like, even like writer gigs, niggas don't even know me. I got a writing job on the Drake and Future video, Life is Good, because nigga, 85 said hit you.
So I'm like, yeah, for sure. Shit like the most streamed goddamn video or some shit at one point, but you know.
Yeah, I sent that
yeah, Carlos, send the work, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all always send the work. Y'all always look out. I look up, y'all wearing shit. So this shit is like contagious. That's what we try to do. We try to promote everybody. I come on goddamn live and just talk to niggas that got their own business. Entrepreneur check-in, nigga. Come on, come promote your business, nigga. Because if you ain't did shit in the pandemic, you ain't gonna do nothing.
That's what it's all about.
You ain't watching niggas.
What type of nigga is you if you don't want to see your niggas win, man?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I got all my friends' businesses on my hoodie right now, nigga. All this shit black on, nigga. So.
Talk your shit, Game Violet.
Yeah, shout out. Nigga, I love the Game Violet shit.
Come on, man. Nigga asked me the other day, he was like, hey, man, I just want to know, am I missing something on the Game Violet? Like, what is it? I'm like, it's just a line of endearment, and plus we get to change the perception.
Come on, man, I saw what you did. Gang violence is gang violence, so if I call you gang violence,
that means you got a brother for war. What's happening, gang violence? My gang violence, what's happening? Then they get to look at it crazy, it's like our own little language. Everybody got that language. You be like, no, te. They don't know what that means, but that means nigga get in the car.
That was the most black
man. We got to go.
No, te.
If you hear that shit, then no, get in the car, we got to go.
That shit is appropriator proof. They're gonna try to figure out this to do on TikTok. So this is how you do the gang violence, the gang violence challenge. DCM5 made it famous. It's when black people see each other.
Gang violence.
What's up, gang violence? Then you dap each other, then you say, word.
Word.
He's like, no the fuck you don't.
Do the TikTok video, just send it to me too.
How the Spanish people gonna do it? Gang Valencio.
Gang, oh yeah, most definitely, I got one for them too. Gang Valencio, gang Fuliente. You be like, what's up, gang of Valencio? Got one for all my boys.
Appreciate it, bro, shit.
Call my partner, Fuliente. Fuliente. Fuliente?
Yes, sir. Nigga, new faces, everywhere, guys.
New face always be here, man.
New faces everywhere.
I seen New Face at a concert in Milwaukee.
So what's up, DC?
He was like front row, and you know how like he got so close, like he could touch people? Like he get close just so he could touch people. So when I walk by, he like, hey nigga. I was like, he like, New Face. I was like, nigga, New Face!
It's
boy,
two
you
new
is how you is crazy. He
it's
like
two new
I be
faces.
Everywhere. I'm like, boy, you is robbing.
I don't understand how you keep up with all the shit that's going on.
Bro, for somebody who's musically inclined, bro, I really like admire that shit though, to be honest. Like his music catalog, like in his brain, bro, is like.
I told him.
And then he got proof. He like, nigga, I'll show you some shit. You don't like music. He's like, he a nigga that like music. He like, you don't like music. Let me show you why I can tell you don't like music. You don't have this.
You don't have this. You don't got this?
You ain't go here to get this.
New Face will open up the motherfucking CD and be like, yeah, Gary Johnson. He lives in Atlanta. That's my girl's brother's godfather. I had lunch with him yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? Nigga got the most details.
New Face got my old comedy CD from old Uptown. I got a FUBU jersey on the front of that bitch like this, nigga. He was like, I got the first one.
Bro, I feel like he should open up a museum because he has a little bit of culture with him. Like,
he got a lot of shit in the
He
got your startup. He come in here and show you some shit where you be like, damn, I mean.
New Face knew everybody before anybody was somebody.
New Face got pictures of me getting my jacket signed by Big Gil at Charles Studio, and I was in that business like, nigga, get him up, nigga. Like, Big Gil was signing my jacket,
and he
nigga.
He got your jacket.
He got, no. Oh. No, he don't got the jacket.
That's all I kept thinking, like, how did he get your jacket?
No, he got a picture of him signing my jacket. He got a picture of him signing my jacket, and that shit dope, because somebody stole the goddamn jacket. I think it's a big girl running
New
around
New Face
here.
Got the jacket.
New Face stole it. It was in my car at one of the Tyler House.
He like, I got this jacket my Big Gil signed for me. Oh, man. And I took a picture of you when you had it signed. This is yours. Yeah, but it's mine's.
It's mine.
It's with me.
That nigga sleep with Nintendo cartridges around him and shit at night. He stack them up like dominoes.
That's my dog.
Just lay down.
He got everything.
That's how you know when Griselda in town. You be like, oh shit, they go Benny the Butcher.
He don't even be, what you call it? He don't even be behind the scenes.
No, he's there.
Behind the steering wheel of the tour bus. Hey man, you know.
And then he gonna pull out something obscure. He go, hey Raekwon, here go a purple tape actually. This is your purple tape.
Everybody in the game, bro.
No cap. And he remind amazing. Them of when they signed that. You remember, it was August
3rd,
2003. You had on the orange. I had on
the jersey. FUBU.
And you just cut somebody out. You like, fuck them. But I came in, I was like, hey, you a great artist. And you signed that motherfucker for me.
Yeah, y'all everybody. Gotta appreciate New Face. Show New
yeah,
Face.
He showed love, man.
The same love y'all be showing to my man, Nardwar.
Yes.
Up in the
yes.
New Face. Who fucking cool, is? New Face. Nardwar.
He's that's not right abrasive.
He's from Canada. He do from Canada. Yeah. He know everything.
He knows every yeah. Fact
New
about
face,
you.
New Face is the GOAT for that
he
shit.
He cool, Nard.
He literally can open up a museum he and cool, nigga would want to go to it and be like, bro got so much nostalgia shit.
I think the rappers need to start reaching out to him to make sure they get some shit to him, man, so he can...
And like the WWE, when they be going back, finding folk who got old nostalgic shit of they shit, they be paying them folk for it. So they need to do some hip-hop shit for that
hey,
shit.
Hey, everybody too. Ain't gonna get no Unsung.
That's crazy. But I guarantee you, everybody on Unsung that he fuck with, I bet he got some shit from
him. I just want them to do some regular, like Atlanta. I want to see some Raheem the Dream or Kilo on Unsung. Like,
we got to get Raheem the Dream on here.
We definitely
Raheem
do.
The Dream yeah. Used to be.
He said he gonna come on here, man.
Need to come on, man.
That one, that
everybody
one
be saying they gonna come, but they be waiting. They be like, hold on, man, I gotta finish. I get them as soon as I get back.
They be scared. They don't even know what we gonna say.
Man, I fuck with y'all. Appreciate
I don't
it.
Kill.
Shit. I just did my 1 hour special too, man.
For
this
week,
man.
Go, man. Pop your shit.
Unpredicted set.
On the epic, right?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
Clay okay. Did it last year, but this year they gave niggas the hour. So yeah. It was like, okay. You know,
real.
Get busy. Nigga called me like 6 days out. You got an hour? Yes, I do.
Oh, relieve DC.
That's three times.
My bad, gang violence. God damn it.
Gracious, gang violence.
Thank
gang
you,
Valencio.
Shit.
Gang of Valente.
Valente. Yeah, man, but shit. I just shot it. I shot it right after Kim on stage shit.
Bro, where can they get these dope-ass hoodies and all this merch?
Officialblessedaf.com, man. Go there, get your shits together.
Bro, they've been stealing the hell out of
They've been AFing a lot of things. I ain't making it up, but God damn it, baby.
I seen some shit that said yoga, AF.
Yeah, it's the white soccer moms that be appropriate in my shit, but
they
when
steal.
I go look at their page, the shit ugly. You ever see somebody try to jack your design? You be like, that ain't even fly.
What you mean, see them try to?
Man, y'all see niggas
nigga,
try to copy
everybody,
shit.
Everybody who got some shit look like got this tomahawk.
Come on,
it,
man. Like I got a Braves jersey. I don't even wear it out because I'm like, wait a minute. Make sure.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying?
We
like I want 85 South Braves jersey. Y'all the first. I got the first.
You gotta make your.
I think I got the first big nigga hoodie y'all made though. I got the first one, I think.
Yeah,
first press run.
We got some shit coming. We ain't told nobody what we been in the lab cooking.
Yeah, we
gotta
make yours.
We got all kinds of shit on the way.
That's how my auntie talked to me right before she feed me. She be like, you hungry? But you just talk shit.
I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans right there. I got some wave caps coming out for newborn babies.
The lady had that? It's going to be
it's the gonna soft spot.
Protect the soft spot.
Yes, baby, that's what they call
it. They can't take it off. They got to be one that can't take off.
That's the name of it. Soft spots.
Come on, man. Soft spots.
They gonna sell.
I know.
Soft spots.
They don't. You don't tie them up tight. They're elastic, so it fit down.
Like a little, like a swim cap.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they're like, you better swim anytime.
Even for little girls, it's going to lay the edges all the way down.
Come on. Come anywhere with edges. Start how you want to finish.
It ain't going to feel like church socks. It ain't going to make that shit smooth and
but
silky.
But it is kind of like a church sock material.
But then if they like lay their head on the pillow, they might like rub.
No.
They're going to become, you shake my baby head ugly.
No, like, but what do it that? Does, though, it helps
it might be
sleep.
Tender. Can't be.
That's
can't
what I'm saying. The elastic, that's what like that church sock where it's like,
it'll give.
It's tight, but it's not.
Like a diabetes sock. Like a fat nigga sock.
I'm working on a lot
you got
of shit.
Tied?
Nah, it's slip on. It's pre-tied. It look tied, but it's slip on.
That shit gonna go. She gonna hit. And she gonna hit it.
And
million.
It's gonna help those little hospitals.
And she gonna be
under
by Elon Musk.
Right.
And she gonna be under by Elon Musk.
They're in all the hospitals in the Northeast. Right. That ain't how he made his money. He made his money off baby wave caps.
I'm finna give some technical shit.
He made a fortune off baby wave caps.
I'm gonna get into some technical shit, like something that can stop like ingrown toenails and shit.
They got come the on, ingrown toenail fixer, the shit that you twist down. They got one.
What the fuck that mean? What
like you sit the shit on there and then you twist it and the shit will push and then
that shit don't sound like it's comfortable.
They got one.
I had to get my ingrown toenail taken out at Grady one time and the doctor used my toenail clipper. I said, nigga.
No.
Why you had to go to Grady, my boy?
My shit had got, I was like, 10 or 12, my shit had got it. My foot had swelled up and had an ingrown toenail, and we waited in the emergency room. They shot me in the toe with a needle.
Yeah, I went through that too.
And he was like snatching that motherfucker out.
Both niggas. My mama ran over this foot and I had an ingrown toenail on this
shit.
Foot.
Shit. Damn. Trump. Your mom ran over your foot, bro.
Whole toenail came out. You ever seen the skin on your big toe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the car accident, yeah.
Damn the skin.
I feel
whole toenail come out. Then you see the toenail come out, you like, damn.
Yeah. This shit just happened.
He, like, he just lost his toenail.
Oh, the car just left his toe.
Nah, he broke his toe. And the shit came through the toe.
Oh, damn.
Nigga, I wore my partner's shoe. Nigga, I never forget some hirachas. I thought I was clean, but that nigga feet stank, so the shoes stank. But I ain't give a fuck. I still wore the hirachas, though. I remember I was smelling them before I put them on. I'm like, damn. Man, I don't think I need to put these on my feet. But I'm like, boy, if you wear these hirachas, you gonna get the bitches tomorrow. I'm like, fuck it. Not putting them bitches on my feet, but one day, whole toenail came off.
Dang green, nigga. Straight.
That motherfucking shoe
nigga.
Kept the toenail?
No, stop playing, man.
Bruh. One day, my boy.
Bruh.
We went on a field trip. I knew I was out. And then I went to school, I was getting all the compliments. Ooh, John, you got on the hirachas. I'm like, yeah, but these bitches stink. Ooh.
Don't come
and
on.
They hurt.
Stank so bad.
They stank and they hurt, my nigga. I swear my whole toenail came off.
Damn, my boy. Stank so bad they hurt.
Nigga, I cried on the field trip. You know how you can't hold your pain in no more? I said, fuck it. Gotta cry. Did she hurt?
Hey, my boy.
Did you take it off? Like, did you take the shoe off eventually?
Man, I wanted to be so fresh so bad, I cried and walked through the pain.
Where y'all went? Y'all went somewhere where you
went? We went to Lake Winterful Soccer. You remember that? Yeah. Lake Winterful Soccer.
That's an Atlanta school system field trip right now.
Lake Winterful Soccer.
You definitely going there. You're going to the King Center. I think
it's pronounced like that, like Lake Winterful Soccer.
You go to Rock Eagle sometimes, they take you out there and go camping.
No, it's like some little bush. It's really some bush that let kids run around, my nigga. Getting one of them little things where you gotta pedal yourself all the way around and feed the ducks and shit. Do that by the hour.
Hell no.
You'll be straight.
What you talking about on the new special?
Shit, the married life, man, you know, the shit we go through. Yeah, I've been married. Me and my wife just celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary.
Come on, man.
You dropping big numbers in here,
17, man. 17. Bro, you really know Ronnie Jordan, you know the nigga nickname Big Heavy, man. So you see the nigga in the street, just say, hey, Big Heavy. He know who you talking about.
That's the name of my comedy album.
And try to be in front of him. He don't like to turn around.
Be in front of him? What the fuck? I can turn around. It take a minute, a little bit. It's a little scoop to it.
Hey, my boy. Congrats, my boy.
Yeah, 17, you know, two little boys, man. Shout out to Clark and Campbell.
Yeah.
Yes. Campbell just be walking the fuck out of class now, man.
Bro, when he told me what his son's name was, I was like, boy, you name your son after Campbell Road.
Not really, but that's
the first time I was like, he was like Campbell. I was like the road, nigga.
Nah, the Campbell, y'all.
Yeah,
nah.
Like,
Campbell.
Yeah, that's my wife's maiden name, so she picked that name. Right. And then Clark is my little boy. He just turned six. Yes, sir.
He walking out of class on my boy?
Yeah, my son on the autism spectrum, but he's like a genius level. Like, he taught himself how to read when he was like two. This nigga can do math like this, but when he don't fuck with something, he just get the fuck up and bounce, nigga.
All right.
Then they got a little app, but Campbell eloped again. I be like, bro, I told you he ain't want to do math right now, nigga. He just get the fuck up and come on back.
At least he ain't wasting them 410.
Yeah, right. He go outside and shit. I'm like, did he
where
smoke
he
a cigarette?
Go?
He just go outside to the bus lane and shit. He just get some air, man. Just come. You know they got to wear masks and shit all day. He go out there and just... It's normal to me. It's normal human shit. Like, nobody want to sit in class all day and wear masks.
I just had a game, man.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He get a little emotional though when he don't
want
to do math and shit, but
they always try to label that something when it's normal.
Yeah, man, he's smart as shit, man. He knows every fucking person that ever worked at that school. Like, he knows every yearbook, every volume of the yearbook. He knows every staff member, every person, like the janitors. He know every fucking street in Athens. Like, when he want to play, he get my phone and go to Google Maps. Like, if I'm traveling somewhere, he was like, you going to Arkansas? That's where the first Walmart was. It's 460 miles from the airport. And I'm like, damn. Can't wait to take this nigga to the casino, boy. I can't wait. We finna go
count cards and smoke shit.
On ape shit. If you see a little boy in the Versace shirt, nigga, at the dice table, don't be playing blackjack, nigga. I'm finna go lick with my son.
Crazy.
Immediately, nigga. Sit up.
No
sit up.
Cap. Sit up.
Finna draw him a little shouty little beard on the shit. Get that motherfucker on.
We'll have him in there like the little rascal.
To the goat.
Two tickets, please.
That's the movie, nigga. Sneaking my son to the casino, the new nigga. Come on. Come on, dog. Funny. But shit. Shout out to all the parents with kids on the spectrum, man. This shit is hard because it's a spectrum. Some of them nonverbal, some of them verbal, some of them. Like, he like to line his Transformers up and he like a real player. Like, he be like, leave me the fuck alone. I fuck with you when I'm ready. Right. Like, he real player, real cool. Yes, sir, man. But I'm glad that pandemic helped me. I ain't been home that long with my kids, never, man. So that pandemic helped me sit down. Like, you can make money another way. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, it really forced everybody
shit,
to be creative.
Shit made me become a producer, director, A&R.
See, that's what DC been saying on here since the shit hit. It's going to bring the real hustler out the real hustlers.
You know.
Sure.
Because they're like, people who got that drive, you're not gonna take no for no answer.
Yeah, dog. I've been doing college shows in my kitchen and shit. Them Zoom shows wasn't shit, but I was doing them. What's up, Memphis? I had a nigga heckle me and cut the screen off. I was like, motherfucker, I was supposed to cut. Niggas said, but your nose big, your eye caught the fork, but cut off. I was like, but your mama got down. My eye gets away from me sometimes. Like, I start explaining this
but
shit.
But you know what the pandemic gave me, though? A different sense of urgency. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, like when the lights go out and then the bitches pop back on, you be like, all right, nigga, we can't take these motherfuckers for granted, man. Tell everybody charge their phone.
Come on, man.
Charge some charges, nigga. Do everything.
You gotta be
these
grateful.
Bitches might go back out. You
gotta be thankful, man.
I mean, hell yeah.
I ain't know it's gonna last that long, though.
This shit went a long time, didn't it?
It's still going on.
I know, it still went on, but I'm talking about, like, before nigga can really go back to work, before motherfuckers not get on the news, talking about, we need all these central workers and all that shit.
But just think about all that shit.
Sell much straight, my boy.
They got a whole disease designed to kill fat niggas, and I'm still here. Look at God. You see that? They made a whole disease to kill fat niggas and old people, and I still made it. Facts. Yes, sir. I caught COVID, though. That shit was the worst shit ever. No. Got over it. Yes, sir.
I caught this shit too. I got over that shit too.
Man, that goddamn diarrhea be like, what's happening? Nigga. Boy, you ever shit out shit everything?
You ever shit from your shoulder?
Yes, nigga. I shit on my tippy toe, nigga. I was shitting out Sprite and everything, nigga. I'm like, damn.
Oh,
fuck,
man.
Fuck, I shit a Sprite, nigga.
I didn't even drink any.
Nigga, I shit a Selma of a Sprite, nigga. Just, oh, shit. Then you kick, because I got the whole house sick, nigga. My wife was sick. My kids didn't get sick. We wore the mask, but we found out later my son, my little baby got sick, my six-year-old got sick. Mm-hmm. But kids got them good-ass immunes. He had a runny nose, and this nigga don't like to blow his nose. I'm like, part blow your nose? I can't, Dad. I'm like, nigga, I'm holding my ass together trying to get you to blow your fucking nose. Like, that shit tearing me up, and he's still a little kid, and so. Them kids strong as a motherfucker, boy.
No cap.
Damn.
I don't like how they don't tell you who caught it, though, at the school. They just be like, it was a case at the school today. We gonna be off tomorrow.
Well, they can't tell you.
They can't like, tell you so you can blame it.
Like,
then now you
that,
all
though?
On the Facebook, your child, the reason why.
Fuck Amanda Fisher.
You know what I'm saying?
Incomplete ass
we
bitch.
Heard, bitch. Unprotected ass bitch.
Sick ass.
Tell me where you were walking at least. Like, tell me where you was at. Like, give us the reasons. Like,
they just shut the whole school down. Wah, wah. Yep. Come get your child.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the comedians that got a chance to goddamn kick it with your family, nigga. Love
damn,
your family.
Man, you
nigga.
Know who I gotta say rest in peace to that we just recently lost in the comedy community. One of the funniest comedians that I ever had shit, I don't even know what to call it, man. Just to be around a legend like Downtown Tony Brown.
Yeah.
We lost that.
I'm talking about one of the funniest motherfuckers that I have ever been around, man.
Motherfucking Masters. I used to see him at Coco's, bro. That motherfucker used to just destroy shit.
Funniest shit.
Effortless.
That has ever happened is we in the van. And we on our way back to the hotel. Van full of comedians. We were taping some shit for Laugh Mob. And the white dude was driving the van and he just snapped. It's just like, he was driving normal and then he just snapped. And he was like, ah. He was driving the hell out of this shit. This nigga ran over a laundry basket. The laundry basket trapped under the van. Downtown Tony Brown, everything he do, he just cussing them out the whole time we riding. Everybody in the van dying laughing.
This motherfucker crazy. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this white boy. This white boy done ran his motherfucking laundry basket. We look stupid as a motherfucking come down the street. Motherfucking laundry under goddamn car. Like, that's how he used to talk. Man, that motherfucker had everybody in there crying, man. So rest in peace to the legend.
Rest in peace to the legend. Yeah. Go check out him on Bad Boys of Comedy Season 1, man. That's
Please,
one of the most
man.
Classic sets.
He said
sets.
We're talking about how he got to quit cussing because he's making his teeth fall out.
Man.
I was arguing with a motherfucker the other day, and I went to say, motherfucker, and that motherfucker flew out. I said, shit, and the other one flew out. I said, goddamn, I got to stop cussing.
Like that.
And like, them type of jokes, man, like some shit that you would never hear nowhere else.
That nigga said, you ever want to break up with your girl and can't move? He said, she could be cheating in the house. You walk in the house. Bitch, I owe you one, and just go upstairs. Don't even say that, nigga.
We lost a legend, man. That time.
Detroit was a whole thing, man. They used to.
Gary
used to be the,
back to Detroit.
That's the exchange program from Atlanta. If you, all the Uptown comics would go to Detroit and back and forth. So
I'm talking about a lot of places that are kind of gangster for comedy.
Yes, sir.
Atlanta,
man.
Detroit, St. Louis,
Chicago.
Shout out to Trick Trick. He used to be in the comedy club all the time, bro. All the time.
Salute to the OG.
Yes, sir. I got a lot of cousins in Detroit, man. Detroit.
I love Detroit. You
gotta seen
go to
Six Mile.
You gotta go to Six Mile on Miss Connors. That breakfast played Miss Connors on Six Mile. Whoo! Lord have mercy. It's in the hood on the corner, but get with it.
I started doing comedy, though. It's like when it comes to the volume of comedians that was funny as hell off the rip, it was always, to me, between Atlanta and Chicago.
Chicago has some heat.
Nigga,
man.
It be motherfuckers who start doing comedy last week in Chicago and be funny enough to be on TV, nigga. That's how fucking funny them niggas are.
Well, in Chicago?
Man, them niggas just a different breed of funny up there.
Shout out to Ill Will. That nigga that used to roast me. To me on a tour bus for like 12 hours, man. Bro. And I was like, I'm not, because he had MS. And he was like,
shit,
he talked
all
shit.
All
he
day.
Said, he said, Ron Jr., you a Carl Winslow built motherfucker. I was like, leave it alone, bro. I was like, sir, walk, tell him I ain't trying to go to hell, nigga. Like, I've been trying to let
you see all safe. These comedians that you naming are some of the funniest.
Sir Walk so fucking funny.
Bro, this nigga Ill Will had a song and he had the bar in the song. He was like, watch out, dog, I pee in your bed. Sir Walt told a bitch her pussy lips look like saloon doors.
That nigga Ill Will told me because he had braces and he was like, Rock, I bet you got cheese flavored toothpaste, nigga. I was like, man, leave me alone.
I'm telling you, man. Some of these niggas.
I called a nigga Christopher Reeves. Christopher Reeves by
that
in
the comedy thing. Game that are just. One visual away from
breaking out, no cap.
Like my nigga Jeff B.
Jeff B is a beast.
Jeff B funny as hell, and he say the most random shit. That is the most random fucked up shit that nobody would ever say besides him.
Jeff B said, to all the women that got abortions, just know that baby gonna be in heaven talking about, that's your girl right there. Open the joke, nigga. First shit. That shit need to be like, what the fuck?
No, funniest shit that nigga said, just random. That nigga said, you ever be wrestling with your stepdaughter and your dick get hard? Oh, I'm the only one.
Major B.
These are classic one-liners, man.
He's and he can sing, too. And this nigga sings Luther and the long number.
Oh, he sing his ass off.
He sing his ass off.
I'm the only one.
Nigga.
It's a lot of them niggas, man, that just...
Me and him went on tour with Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isaac Brothers, Ricky Smiley, Adele Givens.
Red Man funny and fought me,
like
too,
though. 20 motherfucking cities, huh?
Red Man funny and fought.
Red Man.
What?
Rapper.
No, nigga. The fucking comedian.
It's a comedian at Red. You talking about Rod Man?
I'm tripping. I'm high for
Rod Man. I got you. Rod Man from Atlanta. Shout out to
Rod Man. I'm saying Red Man. That shit with
you.
I got Red Man. I'm like, that ain't it. Rod Man.
I got you. Rod Man.
He's
from Atlanta.
Said Red
too.
Man.
I said Red Man.
The rapper?
Did he won? He won last comic standing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Shout out to Rod Man. Chad, boy.
Yeah.
That nigga funny as hell.
He been funny, man.
Rod Man out of motherfucking meat rap, bro.
Got his own shit.
That nigga crazy. He got his own style.
That shit.
That he own style. So funny here.
But you know, I always say,
Motherfucking T-Ray Sanders always my favorite comedian.
T-Ray.
Oh my God.
Who in the world?
That's it right there. When I hear that nigga come on stage today and he get to doing that long ass intro, I know I'm finna have a good time.
I like when that nigga roast. He said nigga got a mouth full of wisdom teeth. Nigga got a smart mouth.
This is my favorite one that he said.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. You ever had gonorrhea? You ever had gonorrhea? Make some noise. Nobody had it. Who the fuck I get it from?
The nigga told Big Sean, he said, Big Sean, your mama be in the back of the church with a Ric Flair wig on and a Falcons helmet talking about, woo! I was like, why? But why?
He just say some of the most obscure shit. Old tiny head ass nigga. Nigga, you take a nap on a tea bag.
He's a tiny head ass. He be making him like want to fight. Like, nigga, he'll grind until you want to fight. You be like, this nigga finna fight him.
You need to take a nap on a tea bag.
Little head ass nigga.
It's just creative ass shit, man.
Crazy.
Funny.
I'm sick of fucking flying. The road to Hollywood is fucked up. Got on the Greyhound, it's musty people everywhere. Musty bitches, musty niggas, musty babies. How your baby musty?
Baby. Your baby.
Gotta shout out my nigga Trey Black, bruh. Now this one of the funniest niggas, man.
Trey Black.
Shout out to Trey Black, man.
We used to work together. He funny as shit.
That nigga funny as a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
That you nigga said, how the fuck I'm gonna take a shower over your house and the soap dirty?
Yeah.
Who gonna wash the soap?
Right.
They said, you know your house nasty when roaches be cleaning up. Nigga, must we do everything?
Do everything.
Must we?
Hey, that's what he'll catch him on the night, and the comedians will be on the ground.
Oh my God.
In the back.
But I'm just saying, like, it'll just be rent, like, some niggas just come through and have a good ass night. Like, you remember my nigga Julian? You remember Julian?
Yeah.
You niggas used to say some wild shit too. The niggas say, you ever took a shit that stank so bad you gotta throw your toothbrush away?
Yeah. Pooh Carter used to do this.
That shit must have stayed in the bathroom, my boy.
Pooh Carter was a beast.
My favorite Pooh Carter joke. That nigga
when
said.
When they was roasting?
No, when that nigga said, his daddy looked at him and said,
hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ooh, you either an ugly person or a pretty monster. Man, we spent so many hours in the comedy club.
Man,
bro.
For real.
I used to love when motherfuckers used to just come through and destroy that bitch.
Mike Epps used to kill.
I would see him do shit he don't.
Mike
Epps would come and kill the motherfucking club, run off stage, get straight in the car, and leave that bitch.
Yep.
No cap.
For real.
That nigga used to come to and destroy Uptown, boy. Just walk through.
Yeah.
And he said, you ever see a nigga in court look like he about to run? He said, he be looking up. he said, get in the car. He said, and grandma, I'm talking about, come on, baby. Grandma, they were going to give me 8 years. He said, the nigga ran out the courtroom, nigga. I ain't never seen him do that on a bitch.
Oh,
thing,
shit. That weed went
Chris
down
Tucker
the wrong
used to pull up sometime.
He still Ooh. Will.
Chris Tucker, he'll pull up.
All these people pull up.
You never know who it is. Some nigga just be in his own that night. Flip that bitch.
No cap.
Shit, yeah. Appreciate y'all having me in the trap, man. You gave me some stupendous marijuana. It was great.
It still is.
Broke it.
That's just the first part of the hat. What I noticed about this weed is it got that comeback. What did you think you had that ain't even it? It's a comeback that's gonna loop back around.
Mm-hmm. Drink some water and then come on back.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, man. Let us know what you need us to do as far as helping you get the word out on this special.
Well, shit, I don't even know when the special drop, but my comedy album coming out, goddamn it, November 26th.
What's the album called?
The album called Heavy AF, man. Heavy as fuck, man.
Where is it?
I'm going to drop it on heavyaf.com. You can buy that bitch from me direct, then we're going to put it on all the streaming platforms and do it like that. I had this bitch. I did it in like 2019. I had it in a tub. My nigga Fur was like, nigga, you gonna drop this? What you doing?
So, bro, you need to. You got that type of shit that don't get old.
I appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. But y'all nigga keep me goddamn pushing, man. So I like to watch y'all crank up. And congratulations on Channel 85, goddamn it. Congratulations. Yeah, black owned shit.
You know what it's about? This shit more than culture, man.
Shout out to everybody
who been watching just know that we got a whole gang of shit that's coming out. Me and Clayton English been in the lab. We've been writing all kind of shows. Clayton, man, tell them what the fuck we've been thinking about dropping on that bitch.
Oh, man, we about to have everything, peek, bro. Man. Everything.
Tell them about the show we was talking about, man.
Do you talking about with the Black History?
Yep.
Oh, man.
That one gonna go stupid. Don't drop that crazy. One, because we really gonna
do that. You talking about the movie shit?
Yeah.
And how it's really supposed to go?
The seven-minute movies we was gonna do?
Oh, man. The short film show?
Short film. Remember we was
that's
like...
Hard.
Because everybody do short film. Don't nobody do a short film.
Nobody do it. And then we was about to have the, what you call it, the game show?
But just to let these motherfuckers know, we...
it's a Black Squid game.
We was really just leading chitlin up
games.
To that shit. We
chitlin
gonna just
games.
Do... It's the chitlin game.
I saw Squid Games, and I was like, they would've shot the fuck out of me, dog.
You gotta eat a bunch of chitlins, and you gotta do the games. It's still...
You think you would've made it?
No, I would've died that first... The first one when she turned around. Red light, see my titties and everything, still moving, nigga. Bye-bye.
Body can't stop like that.
He gave me two of them, goddamn. I can't quit, make all this
stuff. That shit was too extreme, man. I couldn't really fuck with it.
What?
Squid
shit was crazy.
Shit.
It was too much killing for me. That shit traumatized me.
Yeah, I was cool on the first after that shit. Yeah. I was like, this is what they going crazy
over. The
crazy
part is some motherfuckers saw that shit like, where you sign up at?
That's crazy.
I
like it on it.
I ain't even finished it.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
I ain't finished it either.
On my army move.
No.
I don't like all that crazy shit. That shit was great.
Not
though.
Yet.
It was movie?
The Colin Kaepernick story, like about him in high school.
Where is it?
It's on Cocaine Cowboy shit, though.
It's on Netflix.
I gotta see that.
I saw that.
That shit hard. No motherfucker done cocaine sold all the cocaine Flaco in the world.
You didn't see the Godfather of Harlem, did?
Yes, sir. That finished shit good it, as a motherfucker,
boy. Finished it.
That's the network. My special's going to be on Epix. That's the network.
Oh, yeah. Lit.
Epix.
Clayton got one on there already. That motherfucker funny as bruh. Hell, boy.
Clayton English, one of the coldest
that
niggas out here, man.
Funny. Tell
him on, no cap.
Hell
November
yeah.
24.
That's why I've been writing all this shit with him.
November 24?
Yeah. Me and Clayton been working on the cooking show too, man.
Y'all cook?
Something
I definitely fuck with you, man. I'll come get me something to
eat. Best places to eat.
Yeah.
And best places to treat.
Right. It's hard.
That's fat. What
we
y'all
really
cooking on
just gonna have like black we people who can cook shit cook real good yeah. come through and just yeah. make something to eat.
We ain't finna
like, you don't have to be a chef. You don't have to be trained or nothing. Like, you just come on there and show your ass on that one shit you know how to make real motherfucking good.
Is there gonna be a vetting process and can I gather the Huskies?
Well, this the thing.
To vet this shit.
You gotta have three people vouch that what you trying to come on there and make is actually good.
Yeah, it's what you say it is.
Right.
You can't be half stepping with no shit, man.
So you need a cap officer, really? Like a cap consultant?
You need three references.
And you gotta cook it right there. You can't pre-make this shit.
Nah, we gotta
everybody sweating macaroni and cheese fire. And it's coming up
that's
on
facts.
Five macaroni and cheese
I
season.
Some bullshit
it's
some macaroni and cheese.
It's some soup-ass macaroni and cheese. Anybody trying to drink
soup?
So
what we gonna do
when it comes to the macaroni and cheese like that?
Breadcrumbs and
as opposed
mac and
to getting the best, we just gonna have, it's either gonna be good or bad. Ain't
can
no in between.
What's
the criteria for the good mac and cheese?
Can somebody make
is
peanut butter sandwich.
Material.
That's what I'm saying.
You, a good what?
We're going to have somebody come on there.
That's
who the cold, who make the best goddamn. It's going to be somebody mama. She been making them for 27 years straight. Because all her kids
had them
every day.
Anybody spread it on there, my
spread.
Boy.
But somebody going to change the game. It's going to nigga going to toast that shit.
He's like, spread.
Then they going to make a peanut butter sandwich with two pieces of French toast.
And you see why this shit got to come out? Look how interested you are. You invested already.
Yeah, that nigga, you got to go crazy on them putting on peanut butter.
You put too much on it. The jelly coming through the bread, my boy. You can't eat this, my boy.
You rip the bread.
If
with
the jelly
peanut
coming
butter.
Through the bread, my boy, you can't eat. Bro, you eating.
You rip the peanut
man.
Butter. You know my favorite peanut
throw
butter.
Throw that shit
jelly
away,
jelly
my boy.
That flat one.
The flat one. Peanut butter
yeah,
jelly
I fuck with that flat one.
Yeah, that flat where you can see your thumbprints.
You gotta spread it right. It gotta be evenly. It can't be. Then sometimes some people jelly be too wet. You like, hold on, auntie.
I saw one on the Food Network. It was made with two pieces of French toast. I was like, that's a lot of sugar. Like, my nose started bleeding watching TV. I was like, nigga, this is...
Damn.
Two pieces of French toast, peanut butter, and jelly inside.
And it gonna count, my boy. That sound like the move, my boy.
Yeah, like two freshly made pieces of French toast.
Yeah, that's
That's what I'm talking about.
I was like, wow, that sound...
Between 85% tonight.
What?
We can knock that shit out, no problem.
No cap.
Yeah, no problem, man.
What?
Hey, man, a good toast on anything, man. A grilled cheese sandwich with some Swiss cheese and like a tomato is like you
that's
now
it.
You on another
that's
level.
It. It's just grilled cheese and a tomato.
But you gotta get the right bread though. Sometimes you know what I'm saying.
Is it bread, cheese, and tomato?
It depends on what kind of bread you want. You know
what type of diet that is?
Don't
get
deep. Go fucking.
Don't get
type
deep.
Type of diet that is?
They don't know your dad is chef.
Yeah,
and you're well versed.
Say bread,
cheese,
and a tomato.
Yeah, you gotta grill and then you grill it.
Burrata, what's that called?
You put them up on some cheeses, man.
You gotta get you some Gouda. You gotta get some motherfucking Munster. Yeah.
These are cheeses like the
cheeses,
little...
Swiss, provolone.
Oh, I thought you said like the Cheez-Its. I was like,
Monster, you gotta get the real mozzarella that's in a ball.
They got
like, what? I'm like, they got a ball.
You hear me? You hear me? you gotta get, he told me to put you on the cheeses, but some of the niggas ain't on dairy. But if you gonna do dairy.
Cheeses, y'all, not Cheez-Its. The motherfuckers, nah. Okay, man.
You gotta get the mozzarella that's in like a ball and you cut it and it's soft.
Oh, one of them cheese.
Yeah, that
man,
real mozzarella.
I don't like that cheese where you gotta cut it like the Spaniard cheese. Like
no. It's mozzarella for pizza, like, but make a pizza at home with the real circle mozzarella on
okay,
the soft
shit.
Cheese.
I get you some gorgonzola.
Yeah,
man.
get you a pizza dough crust from the grocery store. Already
man.
Dough. Lay that shit out, put you some tomato
Come
sauce.
On. Get you some Havarti.
The real mozzarella, man. You're gonna be like, this shit good.
Get you some Kobe Jack.
I forgot you've been studying.
Get you some
Kobe Jack.
All these are cheeses?
These are Gouda. Cheeses. Gouda. Gouda.
Smoked.
Smoked Gouda is a beast.
What is Gouda?
Ooh, it's a cheese.
It's a cheese.
Yeah. S-E-40 about that Gouda.
So you tell me if I go up to McDonald's right now and be like, boy, y'all ain't got no Gouda.
No, no, no.
What the fuck you talking about?
They not gonna know.
It's way above their price point.
It's cheese shit. It's like Wisconsin.
You gotta go to the deli and say, I want the boar's head thinly sliced. How you want
to slice? I'm not saying that.
Yeah. No, that's the brand.
See, I thought y'all was some real players, and I have yet to hear anybody even mention Tillamook cheese.
Oh, the Tillamook?
Tillamook? What is
cheddar?
That?
What you mean, what is that?
That's that brand? That's the brand of it?
Tillamook.
But y'all are something else.
Come on,
y'all
man.
Know a lot
y'all
about
niggas
cheese.
Ain't on my level, bro.
Oh, man, blue
niggas
cheese.
Ain't fucking with Tillamook?
Come on.
I ain't even get paid blue cheese.
What?
Come on.
Oh, that's some of the best shit in the market.
That's blue cheese. What on the cheese?
Hey, I tell y'all what, y'all get back with me when y'all get with some Tillamook cheese, man. When y'all get up on that, get back with me.
It's good wheat, like after you smoke the good one.
What, American cheese, blue cheese?
Nah, bruh, look at me.
Make you a grilled cheese with that.
Tillamook, bruh.
What that is?
Come on, man.
Tillamook.
Come on, man.
Tillamook cheddar.
Tillamook cheese.
It's just cheddar cheese. It's
get
a brand.
Get with me, man.
It's a cheddar.
Get with me, man.
What about jalapeno?
Nah.
I probably know what it is.
Get with me, man.
That jalapeno, that ain't no damn cheese. Right, I don't like jalapeno. Nope.
I don't want to be stunning on y'all niggas all the time, but
this
you
nigga
know.
Went cheese.
Pepper jack.
Your cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
Pepper jack.
Right, nigga. Pepper jack.
Pepper jack, boy.
I'm bougie when it comes to my cheeses, man.
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack. Little pepper jack.
I know pepper jack. I know about pepper jack.
Always in moderation. Cheese
DC, what you got coming up, man?
Man, shit, man, I'm finna go learn about these cheeses. Yeah, man, that's what I'm finna do.
Don't go hard if you don't do dairy before.
Nah, I ain't fucking around. Oh, man, you know, me, man, shit, more touring, man, more TV show, more movie. Oh, For the Love of Money dropping.
I knew it!
Thank you. Hey.
Bro, before it even dropped, congratulations.
Let's go. Jason Mitchell. Lisa Ray, Cat Williams, Kerry Hilson, who else in the Keith Sweat, everybody in that, man. You know what I'm saying? Go
big
check it
shit
out.
Poppin'.
November
24th.
Like,
what 24th. You got, man?
Man, I told you, man, November 24th, Hawkeye Disney Plus.
Hey.
Come on, man. Come on, dog. So
great.
A bunch of success in the round, this motherfucker.
Come on, man.
So that's driver.
That's what's up,
Hawkeye.
Man.
Yeah, and then, you know.
You can talk about it now.
I think so, or either they gonna meet me outside.
Oh. What you talking about?
It's Disney now.
What we paid you, we've deducted from your account. No,
like, shit.
That shit, they don't tell you nothing, bro. You get it when you get there.
Disney Plus.
Notified.
You know, Disney Plus?
Plus Disney.
That's what's up. That came with the
I just said I would
all that money I'd have spent at Disney World, my parents took me down there and had me eating little slushies and shit, right.
I'm just finna unsubscribe. I'm gonna keep
me.
It.
Keep it.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it
to your I went to my first to time going to Disney World, my granddaddy sent a sell dope. He was like, what y'all wanna do? Go Disney World, get my auntie a bankroll, got some Jordan 5s, went down to Orlando, bought them up in the fifth grade.
Yeah,
I remember going to Disney World with like the ultimate trip.
Yeah, it was the most shit you could do as a kid.
You never went to Disney World?
That's a nigga in therapy saying you that same went? Shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I ended up going as a grown up.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it was like one of those promises that was just like, Mom, we're not going.
It was one of them ones to get you to act right?
Yeah.
All
we ain't
right,
going to Disney
get
World.
Good grades, I'll take you to Disney World.
I knew anything you say to go to Disney World. Man, we ain't going to no Disney World.
I used to be a Six Flags them Coke can, boy.
Jump
to get it, y'all got to it. Yes, okay.
Shit, one more time, bro. Let them know where they can get the merch.
Yeah, officialblessedaf.com, man. Merch for hire on the More Than Culture merch, man. And yes, yeah, I got a comedy album coming out, man. Y'all go stream the shit. Go goddamn download it. Freako Rico did my artwork, man. Thank you.
Shout out to Freako Rico.
Shout out to Freako Rico, man.
That's my guy.
Shout out to my boy Ty Lua, man. He made me some custom Air Force Ones for my goddamn special.
Oh, look.
Let me.
The shoe might stink.
The shoe might stink. Yeah. He put my kids' names on here, man. My wife's business on here. Snack Junkie, man.
Shout out to Snack Junkie.
Shout out to Craig.
She got the vegan
cookies. Vegan
cookies. Yes. And she got the edibles, if you know what I mean.
Vegan. It's all vegan.
Might have the vegan edibles, you know what I'm saying? But they be hidden, man. She used strong, goddamn. She make her own cannabis butter, so.
Go crazy.
Forgettables.
Yeah, that's how I can tell when she made a good batch. She's like, I had an order, she be laying on the couch. That bag was strong as hell. I'm like, you gotta chill, look at that taste test and shit.
J-O-N, what you got coming up, man?
Come on, man. Let's get it. I told you, he don't say much. He be doing shit. Congratulations on that, man. If I was close enough, I'd dap you up and I'd get you in a minute. But, man, keep doing your thing, man. I knew it was coming for you. But that ain't your first big shit, man. You been out here sneaking and moving and shit. We know what's going on.
Sneaking and geeking.
Keep doing your motherfucking thing, man. Ronnie Jordan.
Man, it's a pleasure, man. Thank y'all for always having me.
You know where we at.
Always coming to do my show. DC, you got to pull back up.
Yeah, I got
to
come back
at the Culture Crib, man. We going to goddamn kick it, man. So appreciate y'all, man. Goddamn it. Thank y'all. It's a bunch. 85% of us started more than Culture fans. So it was 85% of us that came over there like, we fuck with y'all, too. So,
changing
you know
the motherfucking
saying?
Landscape. Shout out to
you
all the 85%ers. No 85 South Show. Right to Jordan. DC Young Black. Carlos Miller. Clay Niggas. J-O-N. We out this bitch.
I get it. You see, Big Nick got up on the first try?
Yeah.
First swing.
Oh, am I doing a drop or anything? What am I doing?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.